Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Where in the world is
Kamala Harris? I'm curious, where were you, Kamala? I thought you were doing the root causes. You know, I'm curious, Kamala, you were the last person in the room with Joe Biden ahead of the devastating Afghanistan withdrawal. Where were you?
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown.
And then Kamala Harris is the border czar, addressing the root causes. So you think that she would want to be at that meeting. But instead, on Friday, she was in New Jersey at a bakery.
Please stop eating cupcakes. Please.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Today we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day.
So I guess it's fair to say you've set different goals for yourself than, say, Thomas Edison, Magellan, these type of people.
Magellan? You like Magellan?
Oh, yeah, my favorite explorer. Around the world, come on. Who do you like?
A gentleman known as Christopher Columbus. And to me, it will always be called Columbus Day. Some people don't like that. I do.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Happy Columbus Day to one and all. We have another shocking story. Another looming disaster in the supply chain disruptions of Biden's America. Customs dispute jeopardizes U.S. fish stick supply. Dun, 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 dun. Dateline, Portland, Maine. A customs dispute at the U.S.-Canada border is threatening America's supply of a key fish used for popular products such as fish sticks and fast food sandwiches.
Do you like fish sticks?
I used to eat them a lot when I was a kid. Now, not so much. Do you like fish sticks?
No.
As a matter of fact, I think that was the first way I began eating fish. That was the only way I ate fish for a number of years. I didn't eat very well. My family loved me, but they were not the greatest cooks in the world, and fish sticks were so easy. But they were local products, and they were good things. This is the Alaska pollock, and it's also used in Filet-O-Fish sandwiches at McDonald's. When was the last time you ordered a Filet-O-Fish, Taylor?
Never. I never ordered fish from a fast food restaurant.
I can't remember. I'm sure I must have ordered a Filet-O-Fish at one time or another, but not in the last 20, 30 years. The Alaska pollock has a complicated supply chain. The fish are transported to New Brunswick near the border with Maine. Then they're loaded onto rail cars for a brief trip down into Calais, Maine, and then they're shipped to Portland. And this dispute over you're supposed to use American shipping companies to ship all this stuff across the border. The dispute has left 26 million pounds of fish in cold storage. That's a lot of fish sticks. Until a federal court judge issued an injunction on Sunday to let the seafood be shipped into the U.S. We're talking about feeding and employing Americans right now. And a lot of these plants, like Gorton's, I think is in Massachusetts, right in Essex County, right maybe in Newburyport or Newbury, somewhere like that. So Charlie Parker has called on his fellow Democrat, Joe Biden, to help resolve the dispute. Processors in Massachusetts will exhaust their remaining inventory, halt production, and be forced to lay off workers, he said. Let's hope not. But, I mean, I don't want anyone to lose his job, unlike Joe Biden. I'm not one of the big consumers of fish sticks. 844-500-4242. 508 says, my first fish as a kid was a Filet-O-Fish. I'm probably a little older than you, so I grew up with fish sticks. Before there was Filet-O-Fish, there was a fish stick. Time now for the chump line.
My plan is so popular because I gave it a catchy name. Welcome back, Carter.
I would welcome back Carter at this stage. It would be an improvement, believe it or not.
The Green New Deal has zero cost because you got to figure a way to harness the energy from our ancestors spinning in their graves.
Not bad. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, considering sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown as his fame grows on a daily basis. You just heard the President of the United States talking about him here on the Howie Carr Show. From food courts to college football to presidential motorcades to concerts, actually, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon!
I took the first shot. That wasn't good enough. I got the second shot. That wasn't good enough. How many shots of pedos do I have to take before I can completely forget about this pandemic?
Next time, order a double shot.
I'll still shake hands with people, with two notable exceptions, Dr. Fauci and Jeffrey Toobin.
For different reasons, of course.
Charlie Parker here. I just want you to know, everybody's wondering what I'm going to do after my final term as governor. I'm going to be a truck driver, just like Goose at Top Gun.
I'm going to be driving down those fish sticks to the port of Boston to be shipped out to parts unknown.
Iremer, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Erem, in 1969, Kennedy drove a blonde into the brine.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. I didn't know where that was going.
Some say when it comes to Manchin and Sinema and the Republicans, Joe Biden is judgmental. I think he's actually just mental.
Yeah, well, you heard the President of the United States say he wasn't even sure that Joe Biden knew who started the vaccination program. I think we can all agree on that.
If this whole vice president thing doesn't work out for Kamala Harris, she could always be the head of the Space Cadet Force.
I think she's already a charter member, isn't she?
For most Americans, today is National Indigenous Peoples Day. For Hunter Biden, it is National Erogenous Peoples Day.
I've got some more information on Hunter Biden. The scandal involving the art gallery, or potential scandal involving the art gallery, only grew this weekend with the New York Post reporting some more information about the ex-con who runs the gallery.
Howie, Biden the tyrant calling. Come on, man. That guy in Alaska reminded me of the show I used to watch on the telephone with Haas, Little Joe, Half Pint, and Jethro at the Petticoat Junction Ranch. You know, the one with Ward Bond, Sunday nights on NBC Blue. Not a joke.
Thought it was on Dumont. That was a reference to Joe Biden on, I think, Friday, talking about being in Alaska and running into this family of big guys, for indeed he used that term, big guys. And one of them looked like, they looked like Hoss Cartwright and his family. He couldn't remember that Hoss was the middle son, not the father, and he also couldn't remember the name of the show. Which, if it had been pressed, he probably would have said Wagon Train, or maybe Rawhide.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more Chump Line messages, listen at 7 o'clock. That's when we post the Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages that we didn't play that we got in this afternoon on the Chump Line. Chop Chumps, you can get at around 7 o'clock Eastern Time every weeknight wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week considering sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown as his fame grows on a daily basis. From food courts to college football to presidential motorcades, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
I took the first shot. That wasn't good enough. I got the second shot. That wasn't good enough. How many shots of pedos do I have to take before I can completely forget about this pandemic?
Switch over to McConnell's Irish Whiskey. It's the best from Boston to Belfast. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to get one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. After my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. He just walked in and I said hello to him, and he seemed like he was very happy to be there. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. There's plenty of free parking, and it's right off the main drag, as I said. If you've been waiting to get your dental work done for 18 months or so, now 19 months, you shouldn't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more likely it's going to be painful, and it's going to be expensive to get your mouth back in working order. That's why you need Dr. Bruce Houghton. He's at Perfect Smiles, perfectsmiles.com, and don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Give me that devil fish. Give me that fish. Give me that devil fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you
hanging up on this rock? There may be a problem. We've got to get this dispute over the Jones Act, which nobody ever heard of, or very few of us ever heard of. 844-500-4242. 603. Hey, give Joe Biden a break so he doesn't remember Bonanza. Big deal. It was only on the air for 14 seasons, 431 episodes, and was rated number one for four of those seasons. He was very busy during that whole time, being number one in his law school, graduating class, driving a truck, etc., etc., etc. Yes, he was. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Student gets death threats for racist social media post until police discover truth. A racist social media post advertising a fraternity party sparked outrage at a North Carolina university and death threats against the white students supposedly behind it. Now it appears the post was a hoax carried out by a black student from
I'm shocked.
Another fraternity. This was Greenville, so I guess it's East Carolina. A spokesman for the Greenville Police Department said there is a way to track this kind of behavior and activity, so I would caution anybody who's looking to utilize anonymous apps that we can find you. I wonder if the University of Massachusetts at Amherst is planning on finding out who sent those racist emails. They don't seem to be having as much luck at discovering the identity of the perpetrators as the Greenville, North Carolina Police Department had. I wonder why. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn, their winter roommate of, twice I've said that, their winter room rate of $110 is back on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-size beds at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The powers that be say flight cancellations and delays are due to weather. Do you believe them?
No, I do not.
98% say they're not buying it.
All right. Here's some sad news for the global climate change community. Antarctica's last 6 months were the coldest on record. That's from the National Snow and Ice Data Center. Seems like that sounds like an authoritative group, doesn't it? For the entire Antarctic continent, the winter of 2021, which is the summer of 2021 for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, was the second coldest on record, with the temperature for June, July, and August 3.4 degrees Celsius lower than the 1981 to 2010 average. But this comes from CTV News, which I believe is a Bible of the green movement, because they say here, this is a caveat with this on top of this bad news about the Antarctic getting, the South Pole getting colder. One season alone does not change the long-term progression, which is rapid warming. Pay no attention to these statistics. It is important to understand weather is different than climate. How many times have you heard this one before? Whenever the numbers don't go their way, we hear weather. This is weather. It's not climate. They're talking about climate. If the numbers are bad, it's weather. Weather is what happens over shorter periods of time, days to months, unless it's a hurricane, of course, in which case it's global warming. Such as the seven-day forecast. See, that's weather. Climate is what happens over much longer periods of time, such as several years or even entire generations. So in other words, climate is something that you really can't be called on because nobody will remember or maybe even be alive when you get called out on your climate lies, because it happened years or decades ago, right? While June, August of this year may have been quite cold at the South Pole, February of the previous year recorded the new all-time low for the Antarctic continent. They quote a photographer, "There were thousands upon thousands of penguins in distress because they were so overheated and there was no snow. They were looking for any little patch of snow or ice to lay on."
Did your penguin friend that wrote you a letter write you asking for even more carbon credits?
You know what? I just got a special delivery letter today down here in Boca Raton. I haven't even opened it yet, but apparently this is what it's all about. He's going to be asking me for more help. And if you want to get involved, you can just buy Honest Howie's carbon credits, and you can either put N for North Pole and polar bears, or S for South Pole and penguins. And so right now it seems the need is greatest for penguins at the South Pole. But again, and try not to let the fact that this was the coldest winter on record deter you. We've just been informed by our betters that it was just weather. Weather, it's when things look good. Climate, when things look bad, i.e. good, more money for them. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I always think of Wyoming as one of the most conservative states in the union, but Liz Cheney is the congresswoman from there. And they seem to be having a lot of COVID madness, just like in a blue state like Massachusetts or New York or California. Another Wyoming news personality has been fired over Gray TV's vaccine mandate that was implemented at the beginning of the month. And this is a woman who hosted a show called Moms Every Day. And she had to go to work at the Boys and Girls Club of Central Wyoming. And there was another local TV personality worked her last day at a different TV station in Wyoming on Saturday and penned a note to her viewers on social media. After 25 years, my time at KGWN has come to an end. I value the freedom we all have to make our own informed decisions. However, my right to choose was taken by a $1 billion company whose owners never even met me. And they had both of these women had asked for vaccine exemptions, and they were denied. And I guess these are Gray TV. That's the name of the company. They have a bunch of different stations. They've also fired a Nebraska meteorologist, a TV news anchor in Mississippi, and a reporter in Missouri. But that's not all that's happening in Wyoming. There's really an interesting story at the Laramie High. And there's this girl there, a straight-A student, and her name is Grace Smith. She's 16 years old. And she keeps getting thrown out of the school because she refuses to wear a mask. And she was arrested last week. She's 16 years old, and she was arrested. And she's been suspended from school for 6 days, 3 separate 2-day suspensions, and has received $1,000 in fines for trespassing and refusing to leave the school grounds. And she told her state senator, a Republican, right now I should be playing sports and having fun, and instead I'm fighting for the rights that were supposed to be won hundreds of years ago. So we got some sound cuts because a lot of this was recorded on various cameras. And so this is the first cut is she asked to be let into class. And again, she's a straight-A student. She's 16 years old. She looks like she could be one of the actors in Kamala Harris's climate comedy. So here it is, cut 6.
Wait, what's that?
Can you please let me into class?
I can't unless you're going to wear a mask. It'll.
So you're taking away my right to go to school?
Well, I need you to wear a mask because that's what we got to do right now.
Okay. I guess I'll just sit here.
It's amazing, these cuts, and we'll go through these, but as I was listening to them, there was a common theme among at least two of the people. One, that administrator, and two, the police officer that she's about to deal with. I think they both feel for her, and they don't agree with what they have to do, but they are just following orders.
Albany County School District orders. They've us just following orders.
Yep. That's all that kept going through my mind. I was just following orders.
How'd that work out at Nuremberg? I'm not saying this is the same thing, but, you know, that's not really a viable excuse. Cut 7.
I'm going to go write the citation for you. I am going to let you know what's going on at this point.
That's the cop.
This entire building now is in lockdown.
Lockdown.
So you have now restricted the movement of over 1,000 students who are not allowed to leave their classrooms because you're trying to get back into the classroom, which you are not allowed to do because you've been suspended. Okay? We will wait you out for some time. I am going to warn you now. If this continues for a length of time to where I feel that we have now hampered the ability for every student in here to get an education, I will be placing you into handcuffs and I'll be taking you down to the jail.
Okay.
And I will remove you from the building.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So it's her fault that there's this stupid lockdown. Like she brought a machine gun. Like she's one of the trench coat killers at Columbine High. she just wants to go into class. Okay, and now can we have some dun 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 music or some kind of dragnet music, because where the actual arrest is about to take place here. Cut eight.
So you're still refusing to leave?
Yes, sir.
Even after receiving your citation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then at this point, I am going to place you into custody for trespassing.
Okay.
Go down to the jail. How's that sound?
All right.
All right. No, you put your hands up like this.
You have any guns, knives, or bazookas on you that we need to know about?
Yes, sir.
Bazooka?
I have a 13 log one in custody.
Did he say bazooka?
Yes, he said bazooka.
How about any dirks or sword canes? That's what they were always worried about.
Howitzer in your car?
Is that a tank? Is that an Abrams tank?
Is that a Predator drone in your pocket?
Oh my goodness. Okay, let's just keep going with these. And these are insane, these cuts. 917 says, as Cool Hand Luke once said, saying it's your job, don't make it right, boss. That's a very, very apt quote for the occasion. Cut nine.
This takes place, these are a little out of order, but this takes place before the arrest. She's telling the officer that she intends to stick
well,
this
if
out.
Well, I tell you what, then, before we do nine, let's do cut 12 where they put the school in lockdown. This is it. Like there's a major bleeping emergency. I mean, if you're a student and you know what's been going on in classes around the country, including in Arlington, Texas last week, I mean, you got to be pretty scared when you hear this on the...
She's just standing in the foyer, the lobby of the school, waiting to be let in or arrested. She's not making a scene or anything.
But here it is, cut 12.
Once again, we are in a lockdown. Please stay in your rooms until further notice. Thank you.
Shelter in place. Help. Help. This school is in lockdown over a mask, but the school shooter is out on bail. And his victim is in a coma, as I understand it. Cut number nine.
Been suspended. They've asked you to leave. Sounds like you're refusing to. All right, so as law enforcement, I am now respectfully requesting that you leave the premises because you've been suspended. Are you willing to do that?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to formally warn you of trespass, and if you want to stay, you're going to receive another citation for trespass.
Okay.
So you've been formally warned of trespass. Do you want to leave the facility now?
No.
No? You want to stay? All the doors are locked, man. So you want to stay? How long are you planning on staying for?
I don't know.
Okay.
What we have here is failure to communicate. God. And again, remember, don't go by CNN or the New York Times. Children are not dying of this. This is not a threat to children. Those 63,000 that were hospitalized, probably the vast majority had comorbidities or were obese or had some other problem. This is not a problem. But yet they're making it into a federal case, asking her if she has a bazooka. A bazooka!
To me, that was the cop just kind of playing with her a little bit. I think he was just going through the motions because he had to legally do that. That's what, again, just following orders. But I think he agrees with the girl and is admirable of what she's doing. The people that we're going to meet in the next couple of cuts, they did not feel that way, and that was very apparent.
Oh, this is the superintendent, Jubal Yeni.
Yeah,
is it a he or a she?
He. He's the superintendent. But before we get to that
doctor.
One, cut
he's
11
the,
is the next
doctor.
The next cut. And there's another school administrator. And this is at the police station. They're discussing with this administrator and the superintendent. And Grace is there with her father. Her father is the one that's recording.
Just cut this 11. Point in time, because of the continued refusal to wear face covering in school at this point in time, issuing 2 days out of school suspension for continued willful disobedience.
Okay. You understand that your request is an unlawful request that supersedes her constitutional rights. Are you aware of that?
I've been directed from my supervisor that it's from our legal counsel. I've been given that direction.
I've been directed from our supervisor by our legal counsel. He was only following orders. So this is Grace Smith's father calmly laying into Superintendent Doctor, for indeed that is his first name, Doctor Jubal Yeni. Cut that.
If you want to go further with other articles and other constitutional, that goes into another realm, and we can sit here and argue that all day, or you can have your attorney. Send me your attorney's information. I'll have our attorney call your attorney.
I'm sure that's going to happen. I'm just wanting to hear from your guys' mouths that you're willing to suspend my daughter, which is just absurd to me. I don't understand, for her right to choose her own personal health choice.
Yes.
So
I am willing to suspend her under our statutes and guidelines.
That's despicable, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you?
Yeah.
That's what you have to say, Dr. Yeni?
Yeni,
you know what, man? You are really a piece of work, and I don't want to make this personal, but you have. You have by involving her. She's a great kid. She's a wonderful student. She's not doing anything to harm anybody. She's not done anything unlawful. And all she wants to do is maintain her rights as a citizen of this state. And you are taking that away from her, and you have no right to do so. And then the simple fact that you want to sit there and pretend like you have this great power, that you're some kind of dictator, it's unbelievable, sir. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, sorry you feel that way.
It's not a feeling, it's truth.
And it's for nothing. This has nothing to do with health at this point. Not in that age group, certainly. I mean, it may be if, you know, she was over 80 and she was in a nursing home and it was an assisted living facility and everybody was over 80 and some of them were fat and they had comorbidities. Okay, maybe. I don't even think mask makes much difference under any circumstances, but it certainly doesn't make any difference in a high school with teenagers. Grace added, this is in one of the local Wyoming newspapers, Grace said she has been called vulgar names by peers, had terrible things said to her by teachers, and seen other parents discriminate against her due to her refusal to wear a mask in school. I'm a straight-A student, she told the state senator. I've never broken the law. I would never choose to do anything wrong, and I never saw myself sitting in the back of a cop car handcuffed. Yeah, I mean, it's not like she's Max Kennedy's kid admitting she's drunk. She's just a normal high school girl trying to get an education. All right. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls on this when we come back. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
he'll regret it to his dying day. If ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242-508. He's a cop listening to the show right now. This whole issue is a legal abortion. Talk about a situation calling, begging for a frontline supervisor or a member of the command staff to be called to the scene. I hope the family calls the local ACLU or a highly respected civil rights attorney. Don't hold your breath on the ACLU. They're all in on the deep state now. Remember, across this great nation, a street cop can ignore an unlawful order without fear of retribution. 844-500-4242. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Hey, Howie, first of all, it was a great treat when I got out of work and I turned on my radio. I listened to every day, and there was you introducing Donald Trump. And
thank you.
That was like, I put a smile on my face, and it was awesome to hear his
Thank
voice.
You. We're going to play. We're going to replay it after the top of the hour again. But go ahead.
Excellent. So this girl. So they're going after a girl because she didn't wear a mask, but they had whistleblowers, or FBI had people that did real school shootings and killings, and they knew they had 23, 24 arrest warrants, and they had problems, the FBI, and they ignored it. And kids really died. They really died.
Right. And the female gymnasts, about 70 of them, were attacked by Dr. Larry Nassar after the FBI was reliably informed that this was going on, and they did nothing.
That's one of the ones I'm talking about right there. Yeah. And I remember seeing the father in the courtroom. He was like a giant. And he went over the tops of the cops because he was so ticked off about his daughters being molested. But meanwhile, they're going to pick on a 16-year-old girl. I don't blame the police. I'm pro police. I'm, you know, thin blue line, whatever. But when does it end?
I know. What would you have done if you were the cop?
I would have said I got to follow my orders. I got to do my job. But you know what? I don't think I'm going to arrest you and put you in custody. This is crazy stuff.
You know, as much as I chuckle at the guy, at the cop saying call the local ACLU, I think this is a case where you call the command staff. You know, the supervisor, whoever's running the shift. You know, I don't want this on my conscience. If nothing else, that I'm doing something this stupid. You know. Thanks for the call, Johnny O. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Howie. Thank you for allowing me to speak on your program. I sat down in southern New Hampshire this morning, pretty much most of the day, and at an energy conference. And they're talking about, first I'm going to make a statement, Howie, and then I'm going to ask you one question, okay? And I can't mention the name of the entities, the companies involved in this.
Quickly, Peter.
Yep. What's going to happen, Howie, is there's going to be massive shortages, and they're going to try everybody in New England, a lot of people on propane and gas and so forth, they're going to be freezing their tuchuses off.
They're talking about increases in price for fuel oil this winter from 21 to 33%. That's what I've heard. I don't know. I haven't heard about shortages. But, that's a huge increase, you know? This isn't Joe Biden's inflation. It doesn't matter how much money they print. If the money's not worth anything, what the hell does it matter? Thanks for the call, Peter. 844-500-4242. If you didn't hear the interview earlier today that I did with President Trump, stand by. We'll play it again when we come back from the break here at the top of the hour. I'm Howie Carr.